am an extremist. You know, I am a racist. I am an anti-Semite, and so on. And even tried to connect me to terrorism and stuff. And then he started sending it to all the right-wing groups in this country. That's how this became a big issue, because of Mr. Steckler.
Question, can we just rewind for one second? As far as the rally, were you there on Lincoln's behalf? Were you there on your own regard? And you referred to it as a pro-Palestinian rally, but I've read reports that said it was an anti-Jewish or anti-Israelite rally. What's the difference?
No, actually, let me explain. Firstly, I was not representing Lincoln. And I was not representing even myself. I was there as a visitor. I had heard there is a pro-Palestinian rally, and because I support Palestine and I criticize Israel, I went there to see what was going on. Now, because of my writing, some of the people there recognized me, and they invited me to speak. After some hesitation, I decided, I said, okay, I'll say a few words. And I went over there and I denounced Israel, because Israel, you know, is carrying out tremendous atrocities at this time. The real issue is the suffering of the Palestinian people. It has nothing to do with being anti-Jewish or anything like that. See, Muslims especially have been the friends of the Jews for centuries. We have our holy book, you know, the Quran, says that we should be kind to Jews and the people of the book. It honors them, Christians, Jews. You can never fight people who are the people of the book. They have been our friends, but then with the help of the United Nations, they grabbed this land of Palestine. And that's my real issue. So it had nothing to do with representing Lincoln at all. Nor did it have any, I was not even a scheduled speaker. So these people are in the extreme right wing, these are not even right wingers, these are extreme right wingers, you know, CBN and all. These people are really beyond the margin. And now they're claiming that they are the center. And they're trying to brand me as if I am some kind of extremist. You know, I have been at Lincoln for 25 years, always stood up for the rights of the oppressed people. And I've spoken on the rights of the oppressed very openly. And I don't care what they think about me, because I know I stand for the rights of the Palestinian people and for the rights of all oppressed people.
Okay. Now, one thing I find really interesting is that you would call it a pro-Israel rally, and you call it a pro-Palestinian rally, but they call it an anti-Israel rally. But either way, wouldn't it still kind of be the same thing, because you did denounce Israel at the rally?
Yeah, it was. You see, anyone who is for the oppressed is going to be against the oppressors. It's very natural. You know, you can, for example, I denounce people who undertook slavery for 400 years. When I denounce them, it means obviously that I'm against the slavers. You can't be on both sides. Your position has to be that I am on the side of the oppressed, that's the Palestinians.
In Steckelbeck's article that was posted on the 20th of October, it says that CBN News found email exchanges posted online where you called the Holocaust a hoax and that it was invented, saying there is not even one document to prove that it happened. And they also say that you wrote that Jews have taken over America by devious and immoral means. Is that true, that there were emails posted by you or things online posted by you that said these things?
It's totally out of context. You see, what's happened with Mr. Steckelbeck is because he didn't have the courage to publish the reply I sent him. So what he did was that he dug through, you know, years of blogging, which I have done, and came up with something criticizing those Jews who support Israel. All Jews do not support Israel. Some do, and those are the ones whom I was criticizing. So the poor fellow, you know, because he was so desperate, this rally had nothing to do with the Holocaust. Not in the slightest.
But when the question is more or less, did you say it? Like, I mean, even if it was... So, basically, when you said the Holocaust was a hoax, that's one of the biggest sticking points.
I never said anything like that. You see, even those who are scholars and critics of the Holocaust, the version which is put out by the international jury, they don't say it's a hoax. And I am not a scholar of the Holocaust. I just look at what various people say on this side and on the other side. Hoax would mean that someone made it up, that nothing ever happened. That's not true. And I have studied, you see, the problem is the people who are criticizing me, they probably never read anything about the Holocaust. They can't mention anything which they have ever read, or they can't even mention an author whom they have read, But I have read both sides.